Welcome once again to our weekly test on Everyday English. I hope you are all ready to welcome us with pieces of paper, pens, and pencils. Here's the first question. Question one. Listen to each of these sentences and answer the question that follows it. A. She began the work at 6. Is the word began spelt 1, B-E-G-A-N, or 2, B-E-G-U-N? B. The bell rang earlier than normal. Would it be correct to say the word rang is spelt R-U-N-G? I repeat question one. Listen to each of these sentences and answer the question that follows it. A. She began the work at 6. Is the word began spelt 1? B-E-G-A-N or 2? B-E-G-U-N. B. The bell rang earlier than normal. Would it be correct to say the word rang is spelt R-U-N-G? Question 2.
What do these expressions mean? A. The suggestion did not go down well with them. B. I am getting tired of these drunken arguments of his. C. She just simply goes bananas each time she hears his name mentioned. And D. This is not the time to go back on our words. The question again. What do these expressions mean? A. The suggestion did not go down well with them. B. I am getting tired of these drunken arguments of his. C. She just simply goes bananas each time she hears his name mentioned. And D. This is not the time to go back on our words.
Question 3.
Listen to each of these short exchanges. In each case, say whether or not the expression OK is appropriately used.
A. How do you explain this?
OK, let me think about it.
B. We have got to carry these with us.
OK.
C. I don't think we should OK these.
OK. The question again. Listen to each of these short exchanges. In each case, say whether or not the expression OK is appropriately used.
A. How do you explain this?
Okay, let me think about it.
B. We have got to carry these with us.
Okay.
C. I don't think we should okay these.
Okay.
Question 4.
Listen to each of the following expressions and point out the differences among them, if any. A. He's a drunk. B. He's a drunkard. C. He's almost always drunken. The question again. Listen to each of the following expressions and point out the differences among them, if any. A. He's a drunk. B. He's a drunkard. And C. He's almost always drunken.
Thank you. And now the answers. Question one. Listen to each of these sentences and answer the question that follows it. A. She began the work at 6. Is the word began spelt B-E-G-A-N or B-E-G-U-N?
The word is spelt B-E-G-A-N.
B. The bell rang earlier than normal. Would it be correct to say that the word rang is spelled R-U-N-G?
No. The word is spelled R-A-N-G.
Question 2.
What do these sentences mean? A. The suggestion did not go down well with them.
The sentence means the suggestion was not received well by them.
B. I am getting tired of these drunken arguments of his.
I am getting tired of these confused, meaningless arguments of his.
C. She just goes bananas each time she hears his name mentioned.
She gets overexcited and behaves in a silly manner at the mere mention of his name.
D. This is not the time for us to go back on our words.
This is not the time for us to deny that we have made these promises.
Question 3.
Listen to each of the following exchanges. In each case, say whether or not the word okay is appropriately used.
A. How do you explain this?
Okay, let me think about it.
Inappropriate.
B. We have got to carry these with us.
Okay.
Appropriate.
C. I don't think we should okay these.
Okay.
Appropriate. Question 4.
Listen to each of the following expressions and point out the differences among them, if any. A. He's a drunk. B. He's a drunkard. And C, he's almost always drunken.
The sentences mean almost the same.
Thank you. Now, listeners, that's all we have time for. I hope you did well on this simple test. Now, remember to tune in next week. Have a good weekend and goodbye.